get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Latest news in the streets. Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Relationship goals feed on comparing your relationship to somebody else's. Seeing other couples can put pressure on your relationship that may have you starting to question where your relationship is at. Some people feed off of social media's ability to showcase what they want the world to see. In reality, you know nothing about these people. You don't know their backstory. You don't know what's going on behind that picture and that perfect smile and that perfect facade. Like I always tell you guys, everything that glitters is not gold. Now it's only September and more than two dozen previously coupled up celebrities, aka relationship goals, have already announced their split or filed for divorce. Everybody from Olivia Rodrigo to Adam Faze, even Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson recently called it quits after nonstop PDA and BDE energy, okay? And now we have another quote-unquote relationship goal to add to that list. We're going to be talking about Lil Durk and India Royale's breakup. That's been the buzz all over social media this past week. Hello and welcome back to my channel. This is Lovely Tea TV. Make sure you guys have your teacups ready because this tea is what? Piping hot. So Derek Banks, also known as Lil Durk, is an American rapper. He's from Chicago, Illinois, and he's also the founder of OTF, aka Only the Family.
We on his ass where it shows at.
Now, Lil Durk first gained a lot of fame back in the day from his mixtape called Life Ain't No Joke. Now, he's been around dropping mixtapes since 2013, but Lil Durk got his big break in 2020 when he was featured on Drake's single, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Lil Durk released his newest album, 7220, on February 22nd, 2022. Now, Lil Durk first became a father at the tender age of 17, and since then, he's gone on to have six children by several different women. Now, his most recent relationship is with India Royale, and India also had a child from a previous relationship. She welcomed her daughter back in 2014. Her and Durk started dating in 2017, and they ended up welcoming Lil Durk's sixth child and India's second child in October of 2018. India Royale is known as a fashion blogger and an Instagram influencer with more than 4 million followers. She's also an entrepreneur and the founder of India Royale Beauty. Now, along with building her makeup empire, she also sells a lot of Brazilian hair on her website as well. And when she's not working, she can often be found posting about her life and her family on social media. So because of her posting all the time, people got really interested in her and Lil Durk's relationship. Now, they didn't technically become relationship goals until this past year. So what went down is that basically Lil Durk proposed to her during December 2021 at the WGCI's Big Jam concert. Lil Durk got on stage and he basically asked India to come out, and this was in front of everybody in Chicago. He brought out India and he thanked her for being the realest. He went on to tell her, "You know I love you to death. You've been holding me down when I was going through a lot. You're the realest and I just love you to death." He then said to her, "Do you want to be my wife?" In response, India was like, yes. She was super gassed up and super happy. Since then, India and Durk have been talking about having more children. India says that Durk was obsessed with her while she was pregnant. He just loved on her so much and that she missed being pregnant. So she wants to have, you know, two more kids back to back. Lil Durk has also stated on several occasions that he also wants to have a son with India Royale. Now, he had caused controversy a few months ago when he went to go visit Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast back in March. So during that time, Durk made headlines by stating the reason why he chose to get with India was due to her low body count. He then went on to say, "I like everything about her, being real, not cheating, ain't been passed around. I was like, her body count is what really did it for me." So, of course, when this went viral, fans were dragging him because they felt like, how can you be trying to count somebody's body count when you're out here creating single family homes? You literally have six children by like four or five different women, but you're talking about somebody else not having a body count. It comes off as very hypocritical. So people were dragging him. And of course, India ran to his defense and she basically tweeted, "I don't give a F what people think about my fiance. That's why he's mine. You need to go get you one." So that was India's response back in March. Well, recently, at the beginning of September, rumors started spreading that India and Lil Durk may no longer be together. Fans discovered that she had deleted a bunch of pictures of Lil Durk off of her Instagram account. She later posted a cryptic message on 9/11 that read, "I'm a free agent," which led to more speculations. After India posted that cryptic message, a bunch of her fans took to social media and they were literally crying tattoo tears. One of the fans says, "If you and Durk aren't together no more, I'ma stop dating because y'all were the only hope I had left in love." Another fan said, "Lil Durk and India Royale broke up. I swear I'll never love again." So once again, people putting them on a pedestal, making them their relationship goals, so much so that they feel like they'll never be able to find love just because Lil Durk and India Royale are going through something. As crazy as this is, this happens every time a major celebrity breaks up. All of a sudden, people on the outside watching swear up and down they can no longer find love because their favorite couple goal has been dissolved. Fans then began to notice last Tuesday that Lil Durk's page was no longer active. He basically deactivated his Twitter account. And this came days after this whole supposed breakup rumor. So he deactivated his Twitter, but on his Instagram stories, he went on to post this. He wrote, "That cat is mine forever. Welcome to death row." And so a lot of people were really triggered by that because it came out very possessive and very, you know, vulgar. Like, you're basically saying that her body, her coochie is yours for life. Meanwhile, you can sling your peen all over the place. Like, that's insane. So a lot of folks were dragging Durk for that. India then replied back to Lil Durk by posting a cap emoji, basically saying that he's capping. And so once these two statements were put side by side, people came to the conclusion, like, you know what? Our relationship goals is officially over. They're obviously not together. You know what I'm saying? So something happened and folks are speculating that allegedly Lil Durk may have cheated on India and allegedly gotten another woman pregnant. Now, I've looked further into this. While the woman in question, her baby does look like Lil Durk. Her baby definitely looks like Lil Durk's daughter. But from what I'm seeing online, some people are saying that this woman is lying. She's capping. And they're saying that the real father came out a few days ago and stated that that was his child and not Lil Durk's child. So I don't know. I believe the truth lies somewhere in the middle. But either way, this is why people should not take to social media to find relationship goals. If people put just as much energy as they put into Lil Durk and India into their own personal real life relationship, they'd be so much happier. You cannot live vicariously through somebody else's relationship. You have to work on yours and make sure your relationship is healthy. A healthy relationship is not about projecting it to social media and trying to get people to be jealous and trying to get people to make you be a couple goal. A healthy relationship is two people being able to communicate and talk to each other no matter the circumstance. So I think at this point in time, people really need to stop with the whole relationship goal situation because you never know what these people are going through behind the scenes. So while you're praising them and calling them your relationship goal, that man or woman could be totally miserable in that relationship, but you wouldn't know it because you're not in their relationship outside of social media. All you're seeing is a highlight reel of their relationship. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. I pose a question to you guys. What do you guys think about this situation? Do you think that Lil Durk and India Royale are done for good? Do you think this relationship is officially over? And how do you guys feel about this whole couple goal situation? People making strangers their couple goals and then basically comparing their real relationships to strangers on the internet that they don't know. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Please make sure you guys hit that like button. Don't forget to share the video. Make sure you're still subscribed, and I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us, gentlemen, for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Bringing you good tea and good vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.